Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On tonight's Queen Sugar, we talk episode 8 with Kofi Cirabo.
What's up, you guys?
Right. Welcome, Queen Sugar fans. Hopefully you guys are ready for a great episode. We got Kofi Cirabo joining us. My name is Shaka Smith. You can find me at Shaka Strong on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Kels. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at The Urban Gypsy LA.
Hey, guys. It's your host, Stacey. You can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stay.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Kofi. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Kofi Cirabo.
Not at Ralph Page on all the pettiness.
Not at Ralph Page. What is that? Shots already?
Just saying. We're going to talk. We're going to talk. Yeah,
thank
How
you
are
so
you?
Much for joining
good.
Us.
Good. No doubt. Thank you for having me.
Well, yeah, we got a crazy episode again. You know, I love this song playing, Just Let It Go. You be you and I'll be me.
Right.
And so I think this episode really embodied a lot of that.
Yeah, most definitely.
And so right at the top, it seems like there's this hurricane that this whole thing's evolving around. Mm-hmm. But it seems like there's more of a hurricane inside than
Absolutely.
There is outside.
Right. It's a metaphor.
Yeah,
we take it. We paint it right. We saw.
We remember our English classes. But for you, I guess filming, how was this different? Because you guys, this was the first time really everyone was so close mm-hmm. together.
You know, honestly, that's how the whole experience felt. So it was really cool to do that in the show. But it was like any time you get close to people you love and have some disagreements and things you haven't really worked out, it comes to the surface. So mm-hmm. I feel like this episode, a lot of things that were like brewing or just like, you know, not necessarily dealt with, we're being dealt with. And, you know, there's episode 9 as well.
Who directed this episode?
Kat Candler.
It was so
amazing, right?
Sexy.
Yeah.
It was just sexy and sensual. Everything
yeah.
was very
smooth.
I was like, what? Yeah. Are they eating Hershey's Kit Kat? What's going on? It was very yeah. beautifully
shout
done.
Out to Kat.
Absolutely, yeah. shout out. So I had to ask that because there were so many beautiful scenes with you and
Darla.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I decide do I want to say her name or do I love you, Bianca.
This is but,
yeah, love Bianca, not her.
I love you.
But there was just so many beautiful scenes with her. You guys haven't gotten to work together too much. What
right.
was this episode like versus, you know,
That's a good question. It was nice. You know, me and Bianca are real cool, and it's like cool to see Ralph Angel kind of chill out right. a little bit. And, you know, that first episode that we had mm-hmm. was just like, that was, you know, the first time I met her.
Yeah.
And we really didn't get to vibe because of our scenes were so, you know, yeah, crazy. So it was really cool to actually, like, be kind of normal for a
right,
second
right,
and actually
right.
get to meet her as an actress and then as a person. But, you know, there's definitely some more things to discover in and out there.
It looks like y'all have a lot, you know, a lot of baggage. So I like that you said that y'all haven't really met, but there
right.
was...
I love that we got the backstory now
yeah.
in the form of a story, yeah. in a child story,
yeah.
which
right.
I really liked that moment.
That was a great metaphor. I thought
oh
that
gosh.
Was just amazing. Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, so it seems like she somehow, she felt abandoned, and that kind
yeah.
of led
right.
to... What did you guys think of that story? Because it's almost, he's almost at fault in
mm-hmm.
some ways, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he made his mistakes.
You know, I mean... I don't know. Sometimes I get a little sad how mad the characters get at each other because I'm like, come on, Auntie Vi, let it go. Or Ralph, just let her back in. And then you're like, no. And I'm like, no. You know, it's like it's that was kind of one of those stories that I'm seeing. OK, her perspective, your perspective. And then you think, OK, it was a mutual hurt. But the end scene when you guys are in the same bed, I'm thinking there is some kind of resurrection that could come out of this.
Yeah.
That was my...
And it's all for Blue at the
yeah,
end of the day. Because
you
just see how happy he is to have both of them together.
Oh.
And it makes it all worth it.
Right.
But Auntie Vi ain't messing with
and
it.
And
that's
all.
Not even a little bit.
No. And that's what I thought, because like, I'm rooting for them, but I trust Auntie Vi.
Me
right.
too, yeah.
I'm like, maybe you shouldn't get with her.
Right.
What's that dynamic? Because she's really become, like, the matriarch of the family.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. I dream about her for real.
Like,
yeah, like, as if she's giving me advice in my life.
Seriously?
It's that serious.
Yeah,
yeah. She's amazing. She's an amazing actress and woman.
Yeah,
right,
she emanates that. She was there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, she's so free. Like, she has such a free spirit.
She's just so direct.
So you feel that on set. So it's almost
Absolutely.
Like you guys are a real family.
Absolutely.
That's
Absolutely.
What I thought was cool about this episode is we had the big blow up with Charlie and Nova, which
mm-hmm.
finally we got some things said.
Yeah.
Because we were upset that Nova had taken that $10,000. It should have gone to Ralph Angel
right.
to help him
right,
out.
Right.
That
right.
was family.
Yeah, we've been mad at Nova for that.
I was
going to
say,
we had your back.
I was mad at Nova for that shit.
She's so amazing. Like her, especially because her character is created for the show and wasn't in the book. Like I think she's so wonderful. But she never apologizes.
Right.
And I don't understand.
I know.
I don't understand.
She finds like almost a self-righteousness.
It upsets me.
I appreciate it. I was like, is it Ralph Angel? What is he going to feel? But yes, she's, you know.
What I felt in the house was we had that big argument. You had some blow-ups. Mm-hmm. But it still felt very much like family.
Absolutely.
So there wasn't a tension of not family. You know, mm-hmm. when you have two people that are arguing, you know they have nothing to lose and they step away from it.
Right.
How is that, when they're filming that, how do they create that effectively?
Man, it's just, people are really deep in those characters. Like, they really separate who they are as, like, people from, you know, the characters in the world that we create. So, I mean, we just trust each other so much as human beings, so we're not afraid to, like, go there. And mm-hmm. when you see Tina and Don going at each other, they're, like, they've been friends since Juilliard, so... They're like, you know, we're about to do this. We're going to be cool afterwards. And then they just make
Talk
sure they're right.
See you at Crafty.
See you at
Crafty.
All right.
Okay.
I'm about to tear you up right now. And that's what happens.
Right.
And that's what you see.
I love that. I love
and
that.
I like that we got a little bit of Remy and Charlie. We
but
saw
also patient Remy.
Yeah.
Right. See, he gets it.
I've been
you know, I've been down.
I
was down when I decided that the husband was not the realist. Right. He wasn't who I thought he was. So then I said, okay, Team Remy, you can take the lead.
Right.
I was a little petty, you know, marriage. Let's you know, wait on it. But he's petty, so we're moving on. So I'm happy for Remy.
So you guys are both Team Remy here on this?
Oh, you guys already know. I've been Team Remy since episode one.
If I'm not Team Remy, then I'm Team Charlie just being by herself and figuring it out.
For sure.
We need Remy. He's a great spin in it.
Well, you know,
he's a great spin.
The last episode that we did, I predicted there would be some sort of... that she would be, like, be torn between Davis. The history that they have.
Yeah. Right.
There's a big history. Do you guys see that happening? Like, do you see that storyline progressing or no?
No. If I see him come back on this show. So he has to come back because he's Micah's dad. And I really don't want him to be the absent dad. And, you want him to still be the father. But
yeah.
I just think he tore my heart apart last. That was
I mean, he did. But I do think it takes time. Like we were talking about earlier, they've been married for... however long they have a son together, like so that's not something that you're gonna get over overnight, regardless if Remy is there or not.
Right.
Remy makes it a little bit easier
because
you can cuddle with them or whatnot.
but she's
still gonna have those moments where she's in the room by herself looking at that ring, like dang,
right?
Because it's really over, yeah.
Yeah, because it's so big. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe take one more look.
That's funny.
I also like Blue. He really bonds everyone together.
Mm-hmm.
How's it working with this young child?
Ethan is his name, and he's
just
amazing.
His name is Ethan.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's so, I don't even know how to describe, you see it there.
I know.
And like with kids, he's not, it's so real, that energy, that spirit, like it just.
And I saw, because I got to go to the Queen Sugar premiere, you know, party or whatever, and so I'm seeing Ethan walk around with all the cast members,
the
and I was like,
thing.
And I'm like, he,
no
I thought
difference.
He was Don's son,
because
he was just walking around, then he was walking with you, walking with Mike, I'm like, whose kid is
this? His parent, yes, absolutely. His parents are so amazing. Like, I don't know what they did to him, but he really knows what he's doing. He's not just like, he acts like Blue. Like, he's probably a lot more mature and grown than Blue is. So he knows, like, okay, let me be. Like, he's not like that. So it's like he has a real understanding of what he's doing.
Wow.
And to be only 5 years old, it's like crazy.
Right.
That's
y'all,
crazy.
He said five. Everybody get your life together. There's no excuse.
Right.
Get
right.
all of your,
right.
no excuse.
Right.
Is there times while you're reading the script, especially with Blue, that you guys are kind of to the corner and saying, okay, let's improv this or let's do this? Do you feel like
not that we might run lines, but improv is like really on the day. So like when we get into the scene and they say action, it's just like whatever comes. Sometimes they leave the camera rolling, so it's like the end of a scene and we're just, you know, playing. But there's all kinds of stuff, and we watch and they actually keep stuff in there, and we never know what is going to make it. So that makes it really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Did they do any improv during that scene when he asked you to get in bed and you said?
Yeah. I mean, always those interactions are just like they have to be natural.
It seems so real. And then you're like, oh no, I can't fit.
Yeah.
But then I just love the mindset switch of like, I'm gonna try.
Let me jump in.
Yeah.
And I was kind of yelling. I'm like, Ralph Angel, get in the bed.
Get your
boy, can you please stop it?
Give him a good memory.
You know, I screamed that. I was like, give him a memory.
That's
just
because
I feel bad. I mean, you see what a broken family can do. And I think what's so interesting is that we have the couple that we love. You know, I'm still rooting for Vi and Hollywood.
They don't even have a problem, right?
I don't think they have a problem.
Yes, they have an issue.
She
Keith and I were arguing about this.
What? He lied.
Okay,
but
he
you
lied.
Can forgive him.
No, no, no. I agree that I feel like they'll get back together, but we're acting like she's supposed to take
it
him back right away.
It wasn't real lying.
I don't know. I agree, though. Like, he was protecting the ex-wife.
Yeah, but you have to remember, when your trust is broken with somebody, you don't just go straight back like it never happened. You have to rebuild it. It has to start from somewhere. He had a whole ass wife, regardless if they were together.
As long as it's rebuilt by the end of season one.
Hollywood was annoying to me on this episode, because he just kept showing up. It's like, who told you you could show up right now? I'm not ready for you.
Yeah, Kelly was mad. She said, what's he doing here? Kelly was going in.
Well, it's like when you're a kid and you're like sent away because you've done something bad, but you keep showing up to do something good. Yeah. Like, I'll break the windows. Yeah. I'll clean the rug. Whatever it is.
Or
it's like,
your own window.
Right. Yeah. She was so mean, man. But I get it. You're right.
Now, I was wondering, so from the beginning, Ralph Angel's kind of suffering as this like ex-con. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How was that experience for you, just kind of reading the script, and how do you approach that? Because, you know.
I mean, honestly, I really didn't try and think too much about him being an ex-con. I really focused on being like a human being. So, you know, it was more about who he wanted to be, what he was trying to move forward with, and then his love for Blue, just trying to create like an environment for him and Blue to kind of just progress. So I didn't focus too much on that. But I think now I've been actually doing more research into just that whole situation in real life, because it's so real.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's like there's so many brothers who are like really, really affected by it, and we don't talk about it enough. So I think Ava's amazing in her exploration of it, and I think we're doing a lot more with that in season two. So
awesome. Yeah. We saw the 13th documentary.
And 13th was amazing.
And then watching 13th and then seeing it play out in Queen Sugar was amazing.
Right. Yeah.
I think the fact that you said you focus more on just being a human being, like, we can see that, and that is part of the beauty of your story or your character because it's about the human being that goes to jail, that's in prison. Like, that's they're real people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're real people.
They have full stories.
Period.
I love that.
Period.
No, Ralph Angel has grown so much. Yes. Like, there were the first couple episodes, I was kind of calling you little brother just because I'm the oldest. So I was kind of like, you would pout a little bit.
Right.
That's fine. That's fine. You know, and then you would be the father. And then you would be the guy who's trying to take control. And then you spent the $15,000. I was like, oh, crap. You know, it's just like you have literally evolved every single episode. And then watching you in this episode, finally giving her a chance, which for you is like about being a human being, being a father, being about... And I think it's really interesting when you're adding to the character each week, do you feel those evolving, you know, those things evolving?
Definitely. Or? I see it in the writing, you know, and I could feel it. Like, it's different because I am inside of the character, so I can't see it objectively. So I really just have to feel that transition. You could just see, I see the mistakes, but I see where he's also growing. And I feel like the writers were really paying attention to that. And because they're outside of it, they can really, really.
They can
like,
actually manipulate it a little bit.
Yes. Like I said, I feel like the writers play God, essentially. Like, they really just know, you know, what they know, they create what's going to happen next.
Right.
You know?
I like how your character stood up to Auntie Vi this time and told her, like, yo, chill. Mind your business.
Agreed.
Right.
Auntie Vi went too far.
I don't know, because I'm still stuck.
He's like,
she just bailed you out a couple weeks ago.
After Darla apologizes and says thank you, you still feel that way?
Okay, so that was an amazing scene. Like,
beyond the lighting, everything in that scene.
That ghostly
ridiculous
face.
Just the words of that moment to kind of flip it on their heads and say, I want to thank you.
No, she wasn't.
So, I'm rooting for them in that sense, but I trust Auntie Vi. She's been there before, and she already called you out once, kind of like her sixth sense. So I'm trusting her sixth sense here.
Yeah. Mm.
And so that's why I think she's got to stay in it. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think he's ready for Blue, but he wants to be.
Do you want to, as Kofi, do you want to get back together with her? Like, if you're just looking at your character, Ralph Angel, would you want Ralph Angel to get back together with her?
I would,
You would?
I wasn't
that's exciting. I don't know why I was so shocked. I thought you were going to be like, no, absolutely not. No. I love it.
I believe in the... I'm a hopeless romantic.
You better. I need that relationship. I feel like we're developed, especially like the scene of her breaking down for us. It really opened her up.
I just think the reality of drug addiction, 18 months, I see a relapse, you know?
No, I think it's still early. I feel like it's not. I don't see
not where we were going.
But I don't think it's time to give her custody. Like, she doesn't deserve custody yet. Like, I think she deserves a chance to come around the family and be around Blue more often and whatnot and rebuild the trust. Yeah. And then even the part when she was like, I'm not my mistakes, it's the same thing like with your character. With you. Like,
absolutely.
We're
absolutely.
Everybody absolutely. Makes mistakes. So at absolutely. Some point, we have to give them a chance. Everybody
but even though that she said that, Auntie Vi, as much as she, I mean, she's your aunt, she loves you. She don't really love Darla. But she loves you. She still also has not given you the full chance. Absolutely. I mean, she's not
but
giving
she
you
has
Blue
been
back.
Raising Blue, though, for the past 3 years.
Keep watching.
See, this is the tea time.
I can't say anything.
We need you to keep your job.
Right. We want you to stay.
No, but I don't know. I'm a little nervous to see just where all the relationships are going because I think it's so interesting. You know, this episode we also expose Nova's marriage to certain, or you know, affair.
To everybody
certain
else.
People and their reactions. Another Auntie Vi moment where she's like, "Hey, I have something to say about this too." I'm like, "Auntie,
yeah, right.
I need you to just," which I get it. She's the mom. She's right. got to be there.
Right.
She's,
I think she has to be that moral compass
of course.
For them because they are all. In it, and yeah. I feel like she can still see it from the top down.
Yeah,
and so and she's been there. She's had those life changes. She's already seen it. I think that's why older people are so important because we tend not to want to listen to them, but they've literally been in it. They've
they
done
know.
It. Yeah, of course they know.
They know. How could they not know?
They're just like me talking to a 12-year-old. It's like, I'll tell you about fifth grade.
I got it. Thanks. Let me tell you what I know. I love it. Fifth grade. That's like how. Cool we are.
Well, let's go into, and you can kind of sit out on this one, but we'll go into our predictions, and you can try to keep a good poker face.
I'd love to hear that.
We're already going to predictions?
I know, it feels
I'm
early.
Like, I know, I'm trying to think, was there any other parts that we were really shocked or scared or nervous by?
Well, when we do our predictions, we'll go back. Yeah, we'll do a prediction, then we'll go back.
Okay.
If we missed anything.
Predictions.
You gotta have some.
Yeah. Well... So the end scene, you have this beautiful moment with Remy and Charlie, which I was rooting for. So now that we have it, and then we kind of saw in the previews that she's going to say about last night, I feel like Charlie's going to be like, oh, so absolutely, totally forgot, accidentally, that didn't happen. Yeah. You know, that's Charlie. She's very like, I don't want to say she's one foot in and one foot out, because she's not, but she jumped in fast, maybe. I don't know if we agree or not, but... She jumped in, so she's a little nervous. She's going to pull back, and I don't know if that'll put a strain on her and Remy. I know Remy's going to be patient, so...
Yeah.
That means something. That laugh means something. I'm
well, I think Remy's already
girl.
Been patient.
Exactly.
Right?
She was married, though. I mean, that whole patience didn't even count.
Well,
really.
Except for
married.
The fact that she was giving you a different vibe. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, she was giving a different vibe.
She was like, I'm married, but I like it.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. That was tough. And then I think Micah and her relationship is just, oof. I want to work on that next episode. That's my hope and prediction. Yeah. So
I think her and Micah are going to keep butting heads for a while. I don't see that coming around. I think Micah and Nova are going to continue to grow a relationship.
Right.
And I don't know how Charlie's going to react with the Remy thing, but I think it's going to work out just fine.
Well, for my prediction, I still think the opposite. I think she's going to go back to Davis, or at least give
you
Davis...
You think she's going
to
go back?
I think she's going to give him a real chance, because I think she's going to think... We just saw in this episode, she was so tied to the idea of marriage, and not having herself
True.
Or anyone around her break
because
that.
She still believes in it regardless of... I love her line. She said, I still believe it regardless of all the fact that you guys
and I,
suck.
Yeah, I agree, and I think she believes in her marriage. So
no.
I think she's going to try that.
I don't think so. I feel like she'll have more internal battles, but I don't see her going back.
Not after 2 weeks ago when she left that office. There's no turning back.
Because you know
that.
What? Remy believes in marriage too, okay?
Right. See, we're petty. We need to stop. We need to stop. She didn't even file no papers. Like, we need to stop. But
that is true. She is still married.
She is married, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to say that I don't. I absolutely believe in love and believe in marriage and hope that would work.
Course.
But, I mean, the way that he played her, Charlie just deserves better at this point. I don't know.
I think it's just a weight of time, but we'll see.
Really?
20 years versus the, I mean, what has it really been for them in this?
Remy, like
2 months, 3 months?
Like,
you know, so I do think the weight of time will play against that one. And then I think we're going to have the custody battle, or at least the beginning of a custody battle next week.
Oh, with Blue?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's scary.
And so... I don't know how that's going to change the family dynamic, but I... Because ultimately, I don't see how they can get custody back. So I think Auntie Vi will keep custody of Blue.
Why don't you think... You don't think Rob Angel can get custody?
Because it just looks too new.
Look at me, I'm like, I don't know what... I'm like, you don't think, Rob...
Well, it looks too new. He's still out, and he's still, like, kind of... He just lost a job.
Sure.
She's only been sober, 18 months, it looks like, so... I'm not sure that they're going to be able to get custody.
I don't think so yet. Yeah.
Honestly, actually, now that you just said that, y'all don't even deserve custody.
Y'all don't. Exactly. Actually, he's still on probation. You should just wait. Just wait. Yeah, keep working on yourself.
18, no. That's not even. Never mind. So sorry.
But I think they keep pushing it. But I think
working on yourself.
I think
we're going in on you right here.
I know.
That's great.
Like,
but I think, like you said, your motivation is blue. And so that's all he's thinking about. So for him, it's just taking forever. And so he wants to take on that responsibility.
Now that you sparked the word tick, I really enjoyed Charlie this episode when she was saying that she feels like the family is just taking from her, which was really sad because, like, it's that oldest complex where it's like, I'm here to also provide, our dad is gone, our parents are gone. But did you feel like she was in the right to say that? Or, I mean, besides the Nova stuff, like, Ralph Angel was asking for a job. I don't think he's taking. I think he just needs a job.
Oh, yeah. And that was just a symptom of getting your money, your $10,000 taken by Nova.
And she was still dealing with Davis. I think she was still processing everything.
So she's not necessarily mad at the family.
No, I think she's just mad at Nova.
Yeah. Which, I think we saw how
but,
intense.
And that was what we were getting into. We were on the same page with how Nova was acting. It was okay for her to just build this thing with Micah. Like, oh, come on over. Like, no. Mama said no, then it's a no.
Nova played, she played too many games this episode. She's got the girl on the side that's, like, just in the garden chilling. She's got the married man that she's not necessarily with, so I guess we can't really. I mean, I don't want to give her a necessary rap sheet, but she just doesn't apologize for anything.
Her ego. Yeah. Like they said on this episode, her ego is so big.
Absolutely. You know, it was for the greater good, and we're like, you still haven't helped old boy. Like, and we had a couple problems with the fact that Nova has helped Too Sweet several more times than she's helped her own brother.
Or even visited him in jail.
Yeah,
that
was a lot. Nova, where you at? We need to do
Oh, that's my other prediction is Nova and Micah, she's going to get him in some serious trouble, and that might be her wake-up call. That's what I think.
Great call.
She still seems a little unapologetic.
Yeah, she doesn't see herself. She sees everybody but herself.
But herself. It's actually annoying.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah, it is annoying.
I like that. You agree. See? Because he's in it. For him to watch, like, his sister, you know, also not be apologetic with what she's talking about, blah, blah, blah. Even you guys' relationship.
I think we just know so many people like that. That's the real truth.
Right.
Yeah. Who do you need to call tonight? Who do you need to tell? I love it.
I want to ask your question that you always ask. Is there anyone's lines that you run to go look at just because you love the writing and the lines?
Honestly, no. I just like seeing it come to life. Yeah. Like, I didn't have many scenes with Charlie, so every time we did something together, it was cool. But my favorite scenes were with Blue, with Hollywood. Like, you know, me and Wood, like, that's just my big bro. And Blue is my blue. Awesome. You know? Yeah, those are my favorites.
Who do you watch the show with? Like, do you ever watch that episode?
It just depends. Like, I got my neighbor, shout out Silk. Silk, he loves the show. He actually was formerly incarcerated, and he really, really loves the show.
Oh,
like,
that's
he
awesome.
Makes predictions. He does this at home. So.
Oh, well, tune in.
He calls Oprah Winfrey.
I love it.
So,
love
you know, it.
It
depends, but I just watch it.
Is it weird watching yourself at all? And do you critique yourself?
A little bit sometimes. Honestly, I've been really into it, which is like, cool. It says a lot about the show because it's like easy to just lose yourself in the world.
Yeah.
Even if I'm being judgmental of myself, like it's hard because there's so much other like goodness going on.
Yeah.
You know?
How did you? So you get this news that you get this role. How did you prepare to go to set and deal with these different, you know, amazing people? Yeah.
Right. I just tried to get still, man. I just really just retreated from everything. Just spent a lot of time in like isolation. At the time, I was with my girlfriend, and, you know, I just spent a lot of time with her. So there was just, like, a lot of, like, just self-identity stuff just on my part. And I think that helped me, like, discover somebody else's identity, which was Ralph Angel in New Orleans. So, just spent a lot of time. Hibernation.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we just got to thank you for joining us. Yes. I mean, this has been amazing to hear it from the mouth of Ralph Angel.
Get
that Ralph Angel review.
I love it.
Well, guys, we're going to be back next week. We're going to have Bianca Lawson here joining us. So we got Ralph Angel. We'll have Darla. So my name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
I'm Kelly Skates. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at The Urban Gypsy LA.
Hey, guys, I'm Stacey. You can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stace.
And it is Kofi, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Kofi Cerbo.
Thank you, guys. Same time, same place next
week.
Later,
guys.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live. Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.